Pat Range is going for later afternoon trade. And a gas deep fat fryer, so we're talking about a commercial industrial range that they'd not had any problems with before, burst into flames. They had they attempted to put the fire out themselves, but quickly realised that they had to get out. So it got beyond them, and we had something like 50 999 calls in succession, given the locality.
Yeah.
And
do we have any reported injuries so far to the chefs?
No, the concern initially was, given the fact that people were there, that maybe the staff, someone on the staff themselves, given that they were talking about having fought the fire, might have been trapped or injured, but fortunately that wasn't the case. So the first call we got was at 3:43 p.m. And as you'll see now,
it's over an hour,
which is about that. There's not even a sign of smoke left. So it was a very intense fire that pretty much gutted the ground floor of the premises. That was quickly extinguished, and now it's just the aftermath of the fire investigation. But that seems to be the initial conclusion, that it was an accidental fire related to commercial cooking range.
Any initial ideas of how much damage there is?
Well, I think I used the term there, gutted the ground floor, so that's the effect.
The whole kitchen,
like the consequence of it was an intense blaze fueled by gas on the range, and with a fire that it generates an awful lot of smoke. You know, people's experience of a bonfire, a small fire, you remember how much the smoke develops. So from something like this that involves a deep fat fryer, a quite sizable unit, it generates an awful lot of thick, like toxic smoke. And you'll see the aftermath of firefighters who've been wearing breathing apparatus to deal with it in close proximity. It's that sort of effect. So the smoke damage to the upstairs, I'm looking at the front of the building, and there's scorch marks around the upper window. You can pretty much say the whole of the premises will be out of action for quite a while yet.